Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica Tourism Minister stresses need for enhanced Commonwealth cooperation to drive growth. Jamaica Tourism Minister Honorable Edmund Bartlett has underscored the need for a stronger and more cohesive tourism strategy across Commonwealth nations to leverage the immense potential for economic and social development. Speaking at the prestigious International Tourism and Investment Conference, ITIC, Global Tourism Investment Summit at the Queen Elizabeth II Center in London, England, Minister Bartlett called on Commonwealth countries to join forces in making tourism a transformative driver of inclusive growth. The Commonwealth, with its 2.7 billion people across 56 diverse nations, represents one of the most potent platforms for economic collaboration in the world, said Minister Bartlett. Not only are we spread across continents, from Africa to the Pacific, but 60% of our population is under 29. This youth demographic represents a powerful force for innovation, adaptability, and growth in tourism, he noted, emphasizing the dynamic and youthful makeup of Commonwealth citizens. The ITIC Global Tourism Investment Summit is an annual gathering that brings together key stakeholders, including tourism ministers, industry leaders, and potential investors, to discuss investment opportunities in sustainable tourism. Bartlett utilized this platform to spotlight the Commonwealth's unique ability to use tourism as a means to foster economic resilience and elevate its geopolitical influence on the world stage. Highlighting the substantial economic landscape of the Commonwealth, Minister Bartlett added, "Our combined GDP reached approximately $14.2 trillion in 2022, with a trajectory toward $20 trillion by 2029. This reflects not only the economic scale but the diversity among member nations, from large economies like India and the UK to our smaller island states. Intra-Commonwealth trade, which reached $854 billion in 2022, is projected to exceed $1 trillion by 2026, offering vast potential for growth in sectors such as tourism, food trade, foreign direct investment, and services." Minister Bartlett also advocated for using tourism as a soft power tool to strengthen the Commonwealth's standing globally. "Tourism not only transfers wealth quickly but does so in a way that directly benefits communities at all levels. When tourists arrive, they contribute immediately to local economies, bringing revenue to ordinary people," he explained. He encouraged the Commonwealth Secretariat to lead the charge in enhancing visitor facilitation, open skies agreements, visa liberalization, and technology integration to boost connectivity among member states. In his vision, Bartlett spoke passionately about the possibilities for multi-destination tourism within the Commonwealth. "Our member countries have a rich cultural and social diversity that is tailor-made for experiential tourism. Commonwealth travelers can have unique experiences across the Caribbean, Africa, and the Pacific without encountering the same setting twice. This type of multi-destination tourism allows regions to come together to create package offerings that provide tourists with diverse experiences in one trip," he said. Bartlett further highlighted advancements in aviation as an untapped opportunity to facilitate greater travel within the Commonwealth. "Today's aviation technology enables larger, fuel-efficient aircraft to cover vast distances in shorter times. This is an exciting moment for the Commonwealth to harness these advancements, making it easier for our citizens to travel across our diverse nations and enjoy the wonders of different cultures," he added. In closing, Minister Bartlett called for Commonwealth leaders to recognize tourism as an essential pillar for economic resilience and growth. "His Majesty the King has spoken of a stronger Commonwealth, and tourism can play a pivotal role in realizing that vision. By investing in tourism infrastructure, human capital development, and collaborative initiatives, we can strengthen our economies and foster deeper connections among our people." Minister Bartlett's remarks at the ITIC summit reflect Jamaica's commitment to building partnerships and exploring new avenues for tourism-driven economic growth. "The call for Commonwealth unity in tourism signals a progressive approach that seeks to create wealth, sustain cultural heritage, and bring economic prosperity to all member nations." Seen in image, Tourism Minister Honorable Edmund Bartlett, R, and Sierra Leone Tourism Minister, Honorable Nabila Farida Tunis, being interviewed by BBC travel presenter Carmen Roberts at the International Tourism and Investment Conference, ITIC, Global Tourism Investment Summit at the Queen Elizabeth II Centre in London, England, on Monday, November 4. Image courtesy of Jamaica MOT. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.